The Iran-Iraq War is a portent of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam. The Hadith reports that a major war will take place in the end times. There will be tumult in Shawwal, talk of war in Dhul al-Qada, and the outbreak of war in Dhul al-Hijjah. These 3 months matches the dates of the developmental stages of the Iran-Iraq War, tumult in Shawwal. Uprising in the month of Shawwal. The first uprising against the Shah took place on 5 Shawwal 1398, or September 8, 1976, as indicated by the Hadith. Talk of war in Dhul al-Qada and the outbreak of war in Dhul al-Hijjah. A full-blown war broke out between Iran and Iraq in Dhul al-Hijjah 1400, or October 1980. Another hadith describes the details of this war as follows. A tribe will come from the Farsi direction saying, "You Arabs, you have been too zealous. If you don't give them their due rights, nobody will have an alliance with you. It must be given to them one day, and to you the following day, and mutual promises must be kept. They will be going up to Mutek. Muslims will be coming down to the plain. Mushrikun, idolaters, will be standing over there on the bank of a black river, Rakabeh, on the other side. There will be a war between them. Allah will deprive both armies of victory." Those coming from the Farsi direction, those coming from the Iranian side. Coming down to the plain, coming down to the Iraqi plain. Mutek, name of a mountain in the region, and Rakabeh, a region where the oil wells are concentrated. "You Arabs, you have been too zealous. If you don't give them their due rights, nobody will have an alliance with you." This hadith may draw attention to the outbreak of a racial dispute that will cause both sides to come down to the plain and wage war. Iraqi plain. Allah will deprive both armies of a victory. The Iran-Iraq War lasted for 8 years, and despite the enormous number of casualties, neither side could claim victory. Briefly, the statements in the hadiths came true one by one, and people experienced them just as they were described.